Six Nations elected council have approved to show its support in Six Nations Parks and Recreation's effort to have the Six Nations community play host to a Play On Canada Street Hockey Festival event in May of 2024. Six Nations Parks and Recreation brought the proposed event to Six Nations elected council during the August 23rd general finance meeting. Cheryl Henhock, Six Nations Parks and Rec Director, says the event will be the first Play On Canada Street Hockey Festival event to be hosted in an Indigenous community.
The Indigenous Wellness Sports and Wellness of Ontario approached their Parks and Rec Department earlier this year. Actually, I think it was late last year, looking for a letter of support and commitment from Six Nations of the Grand River to host a street ball hockey festival. It would be the first festival that held in our First Nations community. This event has been televised on television by CBC in the past. It's apparently a 20-year-old event already. I didn't realize it was that long, but it's has quite the history.
Henhock detailed how the televised event was brought to Six Nations' attention.
It has been hosted by or moved over to Sportsnet. So Sportsnet and this organization called Play On Canada, they approached ISWO, or Indigenous Sport and Wellness Ontario, looking for a First Nations community. So Danielle Johnson, who works at ISWO, approached us. And being from the community, she suggested that we Six Nations should host this event.
She detailed the timeline for when the tournament will take place and what event organizers are asking from Six Nations Elected Council, which includes a financial contribution of $2,224. She detailed what those funds will be used for.
The proposed date is May 10th to the 12th of 2024. They're looking for a commitment of a letter of support. Commitment to say, yes, we will host, and a financial contribution of $2,240 from the council. This $2,240 would be used to help hire staff, which I believe are already in place.
She says that working with Six Nations Elected Council's finance team, it was identified that Six Nations Elected Council and Six Nations Parks and Recreation's budget are able to source the requested funds.
We could handle the $2,240 from Parks and Recreation's current year budget of 2023-24 budget. That amount could come from us, from Parks and Rec.
Henhock says Play On Canada will be responsible for the organization of the event and supplying staff to establish the event within Six Nations.
Play On Canada will basically run the whole event. They will have staff that would come on site and set up where the location is to be determined. That still has to be done. And through their staff that they have hired, they will plan this whole event for us.
Henhock says the venue site has yet to be determined, but spoke on the different options that could be used to host the event.
That is still to be determined. First question, yes, they would probably need asphalt to play on. I know they haven't determined the site yet. So whether they'd have to get permission to maybe block off a street somewhere, probably, I'm not sure, or whether we use the parking lot here at the in front of the community hall in the arena. That could be an option. It's just that our parking lot is rather rolling, as it has some slopes in it too. So it still has to be determined. So I'm unsure where that discussion is and what they're planning on that in that regard.
When asked about the economic impact this event could have on the community, Henhock provided the number of participants that have taken place in the events prior to COVID-19, but says she's unsure if those numbers would reflect how many participants would be involved in the Six Nations tournament.
I know they were saying that it's been a couple years too that since this event has been held because of COVID. And so they're now just trying to re-energize it, reintroduce it, and get it going again. I guess they were up to like 4,000 persons participating in the event prior to COVID. But they're estimating, that it's because, again, it's a restart. They're not sure that 4,000 would come to our community have this event. I guess the short answer is, I'm sorry, I don't know what the direct dollar value would be to the community.
Six Nations Chief Mark Hill spoke on involving local businesses and community infrastructure to ensure the community is able to benefit from this event and future events of the same nature.
I think that's a good question, though, and maybe to Greg's point and to Nathan's, you know, it's a great initiative. Where can we further collaborate on within our own programs and services as well as our business community? And I think that happens to be around community awareness. So maybe if there's a lot of, items can be tied into this to see that we get our best, benefit from this event. Inclusive to, we know we have our current ball hockey rink already, not saying that's going to be enough, but I would assume to Audrey's earlier question that it would be in the vicinity around the Parks and Recreation area already. So hopefully that's can be further worked out. But I'd like Greg's question as well to maybe further collaborate with our businesses, our programs and services to see that we get the best or the most out of the economic benefits within hosting these types of events.
Henhock says she's uncertain of the total number of community members that will participate in the event, but says there is a large portion of community members who do travel and play ball hockey in surrounding area leagues.
You know, we don't have any leagues that play in our at our ball hockey rink right at the moment, but I know we do have a significant number of persons from our community who travel to Bradford and play. Actually, Teresa's a ball former. I'm sure she has played ball hockey. Maybe she could give us a better idea on that, Teresa Longboat, as to how many participate. But I know we have several teams that have played in the city of Bradford in their ball hockey leagues.
Chief Hill says this is a great initiative and will be looking to provide further details to the community when those become available.
Again, a great initiative. I think there's we're too early on to know more of the details, but I'm sure those details will be worked out in the coming months and leading up to the event itself.
Six Nations Elected Council approved the recommendation to provide a letter of support to Six Nations Parks and Recreation and say they will also provide the financial contribution to begin the planning of the proposed event.